chapter Faith and Works, Hand in Hand, Signs of the Times, Article 21, 1890, entitled, What Shall I Do to Inherit Eternal Life? Jesus died to save his people from their sins, and redemption in Christ means to cease the transgression of the law of God and to be free from every sin. No heart that is stirred with enmity against the law of God is in harmony with Christ, who suffered on Calvary to vindicate and exalt the law before the universe. Those who make bold assumptions of holiness give proof in this that they do not see themselves in the light of the law. They are not spiritually enlightened, and they do not loathe every species of selfishness and pride. From their sin-tainted lips fall the contradictory utterances, I am holy, I am sinless. Jesus teaches me that if I keep the law, I am fallen from grace. The law is a yoke of bondage. The Lord says, Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. We should study the Word of God carefully, that we may come to right decisions and act accordingly. For then we shall obey the Word and be in harmony with God's holy law. Not saved by law, nor in disobedience. While we are to be in harmony with God's law, we are not saved by the works of the law, yet we cannot be saved without obedience. The law is a standard by which character is measured, but we cannot possibly keep the commandments of God without the regenerating grace of Christ. Jesus alone can cleanse us from all sin. He does not save us by law, neither will he save us in disobedience to law. Our love to Christ will be in proportion to the depth of our conviction of sin, and by the law is the knowledge of sin. But as we see ourselves, let us look away to Jesus, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. By faith, take hold of the merits of Christ, and the soul-cleansing blood will be applied. The more clearly we see the evils and perils to which we have been exposed, the more grateful shall we be for deliverance through Christ. The gospel of Christ does not give men license to break the law, for it was through transgression that the floodgates of woe were opened upon our world. Today's sin is the same malignant thing that it was in the time of Adam. The gospel does not promise the favor of God to anyone who in impenitence breaks his law. The depravity of the human heart, the guilt of transgression, the ruin of sin, are all made plain by the cross where Christ has made for us a way of escape. A doctrine full of deception. Self-righteousness is the danger of this age. It separates the soul from Christ. Those who trust to their own righteousness cannot understand how salvation comes through Christ. They call sin righteousness and righteousness sin. They have no appreciation of the evil of transgression, no understanding of the terror of the law, for they do not respect God's moral standard. The reason there are so many spurious conversions in these days is that there is so low an appreciation of the law of God. Instead of God's standard of righteousness, men have erected a standard of their own by which to measure character. They see through a glass darkly and present false ideas of sanctification to the people, thus encouraging egotism, pride, and self-righteousness. The doctrine of sanctification advocated by many is full of deception because it is flattering to the natural heart. But the kindest thing that can be preached to the sinner is the truth of the binding claims of the law of God. Faith and works must go hand in hand, for faith without works is dead, being alone. The test of doctrine. The prophet declares a truth by which we may test all doctrine, he says, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. Although error abounds in the world, there is no reason why men need remain in deception. The truth is plain, and when it is contrasted with error, its character may be discerned. All the subjects of God's grace may understand what is required of them. By faith, we may conform our lives to the standard of righteousness, because we can appropriate to ourselves the righteousness of Christ. In the Word of God, the honest seeker for truth will find the rule for genuine sanctification. The Apostle says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." Romans 8:1-9.